Shalom Lekulam. Hello friends from all over the world. Die Zehner UK 2 und German 3 heißen euch willkommen. Was für ein wunderbarer Morgen. Was ein wunderbarer Morgen. Warum? Lama. Weil der Schöpfer uns gestattet hat, uns vom Schlaf zu erheben, aus dieser Welt. Aus dieser Welt unserer fünf Sinne auszutreten. Und in die spirituelle Welt.
Why is it an amazing morning? Because the Creator gave us this opportunity to pull ourselves out of this world into the spiritual world. We don't know what the spiritual world is, but we feel
deren Worte der Liebe, die Worte von Rav, seine große Hingabe und Liebe.
In our internality, we feel the Kabbalists, we feel their words, we feel Rav.
Den Worten von Rav. Was nicht immer einfach ist.
And we try to follow the Kabbalists, to follow Rav's words. And it isn't easy, because we're trying to go on a path above reason. We don't know what it means to go above reason, but we feel that this is the truth. And it gives us the fuel, the motivation for our daily work towards the Creator. And these lessons on Passover, all of these hours together, give us the possibility to do it. Ask yourselves, shouldn't every day be like the days of Passover coming out of Egypt, that every day we will be able to do this work? What prevents us from doing it? Ask yourself, ask in your hearts. Search within your hearts. Where do I find myself today in the state of Passover? The Creator is waiting for our outcry. Everyone is waiting for it. So, friends, let's try to feel in this preparation what the Creator is expecting from us. Each one for himself. Each one should raise this prayer to the Creator. Petach Tikva, please.
Va'afilu kulanu chachamim.
Rabash writes, even if we are all wise, we are commanded to tell the story of the Exodus from Egypt. We should say that although we have already acquired the Torah and understanding, we must still invoke the root of the emergence of the people of Israel from the exile of Pharaoh. This is so because the most important is the emergence from the Klippa and the entry into Kedusha. The rest of the degrees are considered cause and consequence. Hence, we must glorify and praise the Creator for this, and by this extend joy in all the worlds. This means that by feeling the preciousness and importance of freedom from the Klippot, to that extent the joy increases. To the extent that we have joy, to that extent we can glorify and praise. This is why each year we must awaken the root again. Even if we are all wise, we are commanded to tell the story of the Exodus from Egypt. We should say that although we have already acquired the Torah and understanding, we must still invoke the root of the emergence of the people of Israel from the exile of Pharaoh. This is so because the most important is the emergence from the Klippa and the entry into the Kedusha. The rest of the degrees are considered cause and consequence. Hence, we must glorify and praise the Creator for this, and by this extend joy in all the worlds. This means that by feeling the preciousness and importance of freedom from the Klippot, to that extent the joy increases. To the extent that we have joy, to that extent we can glorify and praise. This is why each year we must awaken the root.
The next article, straight away, brings us to gratitude to the Creator for giving all of us gathered here the desire and need for spirituality. That at the start of our journey, we were all given a point in the heart that brings us to this great work. That we have been given everything needed to progress on the path to bestow. This organization, this great organization, B'nai Baruch, the Kabbalist sages and their texts, Rav and our tens. Through this environment every day, we have the opportunity to change and correct this will to receive. If I examine the need to be happy on the path and the times of felt joy, it's simple. It's connection. Simply sitting with brothers, just sitting, can bring joy and confidence in the work. I'm not such a great speaker, and I'm not so well organized and large audiences, but when I sit here with my 10, I feel we can achieve anything, even the exalted goal of adhesion with the Creator. In the UK, we meet three times a day. Once to review the previous day's lesson, once to prepare the next morning lesson, and of course the morning lesson. And this connection is where I find the strength not to flee the path. To every day I have a place where if I'm feeling separated, I can come back, I can connect with the friends. It's been a great privilege to work in preparation with Germany 3. The mixing of our desires and preparation efforts, I feel, brought a freshness to the work, like a new joy and fuel to the work. And this is a special time, this Passover. I pray the Creator can form us into a connection, an ability to pass this spiritual joy onto the world. Back to Petit Tifa.
The person must be glad that at least he has a need for spirituality, whereas the rest of the people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever. When a person appreciates this, although it is not important to him, but he does appreciate it and tries to thank the Creator for this, this causes him to acquire importance for spirituality. And from this, a person can be happy. By this, the person can be rewarded with adhesion.
Again,
Rabash, the person must be glad that he has a need for spirituality, whereas the rest of the people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever. When a person appreciates this, although it is not important to him, but he does appreciate it and tries to thank the Creator for this, this causes him to acquire importance for spirituality. And from this, the person can be happy. By this, the person can be rewarded with adhesion.
Guten Morgen, geliebte Freunde. Guten Morgen, geliebter Rav.
Good morning, friends. Beloved friends, Rav.
Und die Freude befüllt unser Herz.
It is simply wonderful that we have this opportunity to take another step in progressing in our connection of hearts. The Kabbalists write to us that it doesn't matter what state a person is in, the knowledge that there is a king and gives a lot of forces. We are in this world. We want to use this opportunity and to progress in order to come closer to the king. We know that we need to share and bring our hearts together. And so let us come to an active workshop. Share the joy from advancing with the friends on the path that leads to adhesion with the Creator. I'll repeat the question. Active workshop. Share the joy from advancing with the friends on the path that leads to adhesion with the Creator.
First
of all, as the friend said in the beginning of the preparation, there is great joy from having the opportunity to be together. We should feel that it shouldn't be taken for granted. It's not incidental that we are here on the path. Every day that goes by, the connection between us is more and more exciting and full of discernments. And we feel that we're getting closer and closer to this thing called bestowal and what the Kabbalists are passing on to us.
Yes, this opportunity we have to sit together and study together, we need to appreciate every minute that we can be here with the books, with Rav, to bring the Creator closer to us.
Yes,
our whole path is holidays, spiritual states. And now we were in Passover, and nothing is hindering us from continuing this holiday, getting out of the ego. And we can continue to celebrate and be happy.
Now in the lesson, we want to receive the strength to bring our heart closer to each other, to come closer to the upper love.
Yesterday in the meal, we saw how much all the friends, the entire society really was happy from this whole week of connection, and how much it truly connected everyone, and it helped us to come together and grow stronger. Now we're entering the time of after Passover towards the Congress. Rav and his friends will be going for a few days, so we have another opportunity to come together between us. All of these things are gifts that the Creator is giving us so that we can use them to increase the connection between us and get even closer to the Creator.
Opened for each and every one here in the society a very special desire that not many people have. And because of that, everything that awakens this desire and stimulates it brings a lot of joy. That we have such states during these Passover that lots of friends come together and do all these efforts beyond the human forces, and now we can even just make another step in that direction.
I want to use this chain of events and the Congress that is coming soon and the friends that will come every moment that we are together.
Beloved
friends, We are entering into our last part of our preparation to the lesson, a silent workshop. There is a desire for our desire to receive, to become quiet, silent during this time, and that our common heart would get filled only with love of friends, only with the bestowal among the friends, that we will feel really, tangibly, a single heart, that we will enter the lesson with one heart, that Rav will see us as one man with one heart in the lesson. Everything we want for the friends to find the way out of the exile and to be only in bestowal. Let us invest all of our efforts to be in that, as if it is our last opportunity here and now. Silent workshop.
A connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.